दिल है मुश्किल जीना यहाँ, जरा हट के जरा बच के ये है बॉम्बे मेरी जान।
The New York Times calls The Lunchbox a Bollywood anomaly, a quiet movie of unexpressed anguish and yearning, instead of movies that clutch viewers by the throat and assault them with glamour, pizzazz and dancing. Lots of dancing. Indian middle-class life has come to American art houses before, including the films of Merchant Ivory and Satyajit Ray. What's surprising about The Lunchbox is it actually really made a splash in India as well, with a love story so low-key, so subtle, one can hardly call it a romance. The lovers don't meet, they just exchange notes in a lunchbox, real handwritten notes about life and food.
Un ghanton ke badle aaj bhej rahi hu paneer, mere husband ka favorite, Ila.
Dear Ila, the salt was fine today. The chili was a bit on a higher side.
Sounds like you've got mail in your lunchbox. Except Ritesh Batra's The Lunchbox is based on a real 120-year-old Indian institution, the Dabbawalas, or tiffin carriers of Mumbai. Every day, 5,000 guys pick up 200,000 metal lunch containers from homes and deliver them to office goers across town using local trains, bicycles, and on foot. The office goers' commute begins long before lunch is made at home. There's another reason why Dabbawalas are needed, says Pawan Agarwal of the Mumbai Dabbawalas at a TEDx talk.
The reason, crowded local train. In Mumbai, it's very difficult to board in local train with empty hand. Taking tiffin is out of question for you.
One lunch can go through six hands. Then the empty tiffin carriers are delivered back home. Many carriers are illiterate, yet they have a Forbes-certified Six Sigma rating of 99.9999% accuracy on time.
In 120 years, not a single time it happened. Your lunch time started, the ball not yet came. Impossible. Impossible.
The lunchbox is about the magic that ensues when that 0.0001% mix-up happens. Irfan Khan from A Life of Pi is the grouchy widower who gets the lunch meant for a young housewife's workaholic husband. The two, both lonely, strike up a conversation, almost confessions over little notes.
Dear Ila, please don't think like that. Things are never as bad as they seem.
She sticks her note under the chapati bread in his tiffin. He sends his response in the empty dabba. And two unlikely people find an unexpected flicker of connection in a teeming city of 18 million. Agarwal says in real life, the dabbas do carry more than rice, dal and curry. He tells the story of a young man who stormed out after a big fight with his wife. The dabbawala still delivered his lunch.
But morning angry young man now become the hungry young man. He opened the tiffin. He saw the written message on the top of the tiffin by wife. Oh, my beloved husband, I love you, Lord. Forget what happened in the morning. Eat my food, it is delicious. Wife given message to husband delivered by dabbawala. They do free service for you. Friends, husband also felt shy. In return, he wanted to do something for wife. He brought two cinema tickets, put in empty tiffin, written message to wife, I love you, Lord. That's it.
But the dabbawala's days might be numbered. More and more Indians eat out. Both spouses work. That means there's no one home to make that home-cooked food. The lunchbox is both a Valentine and an elegy. It's a love letter to a city and the brotherhood of tiffin carriers who keep it fed to the joys of home-cooked food and handwritten notes on paper.
What is this?
Paper. Aajkal koi paper to bhejta nahi hai. Email karte hain sab.
The Lunchbox opens in the Bay Area next week. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.